السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر، صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us some days and some places which have significant virtues and fazila. Certain places, if you go and take advantage of those places, your ibadah, your worship will increase because of the holiness and sacredness of that space that you won't find anywhere else. For example, Salat is compulsory for us upon every Muslim, every day 5 times. And in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, جُعِلَتْ الْأَرْضُ طَهُورًا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the whole earth pure and clean for me and for my ummah. So this is one of the advantage in favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ummah particularly. That previous ummah, for them to worship, they have to go to certain place. In only certain places, in the town, in the city, used to be regarded as a sacred place. Other than that, they wouldn't be able to pray. They have to make an effort and to reach that place in order to pray. For us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the whole earth pure and clean. So we don't have to come to the masjid, in a sense, to pray salat. Even we are not at the masjid for some reason, wherever we are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for us. You can pray and your prayer will be accepted. That's the difference. Right? But again, you should not take advantage of this easiness. Right? In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged Muslims to come to the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ahabbul biladi ila Allah masajiduha wa abghadul biladi aswaquha aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam." The best place loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the surface of this earth are the masajid, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The building has been built specifically to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the masjid in Arabic terms? A place of sujood, where we prostrate in front of Allah, that place called masjid. And then there are several ahadith, and we heard over and over again If a person is praying Salat at home or anywhere else, his Salat will be accepted. But in the same Salat, especially the Farais, if you make little effort and you come to the masjid and pray with congregation, the same prayer, for example, Fajr or Maghrib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your reward and will write it down in Book of Deeds. Just by praying one Salat, Allah will reward you 25 to 27 times. Same 4 rakat, same 2 rakat. Why this increasement? Why this extra reward? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to pray together in congregation with the Jama'ah. So for your little effort and sacrifice of your time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so pleased and happy that He wants to give you extra thawab. So to grab that extra reward, we have to make little effort and we have to come to the masjid. Otherwise, Salat is accepted anywhere. See the difference? So, holiness of this place, this is the masjid. And because of the masjid, because of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward will increase because of this place. So, as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted certain virtues to certain places. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted certain virtue to certain days and nights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted certain virtues, extra reward to the extra, to some of the special month. Like in the Surah Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this ayah. Inna iddata shuhur inda laifna ashara shaharan fi kitabillah. Yawma khalaqa samawati minha wal arda. Yawma khalaqa samawati wal arda. Minha arba'atun hurum. That verily the year Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided into 12 months, and among those 12 months, all months created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted holiness or virtues or sacredness to the 4 months out of 12. These 4 months are extraordinary, more virtuous in deeds, in actions, in worship. And those 4 months are Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, and Darajah. So right now we are in Dhul-Qa'dah, which is one of the holy months among these 4 sacred months. And immediately next month, inshallah, from Thursday or Friday, will be Dhul-Hijjah. And then Muharram. Right? Now what does it mean again? Every day, every night created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever good actions and amal we do during the days and night, Allah will accept. But these 4 months are the sacred months. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the reward of ibadat, of askar, of istighfar done during these months, during these days, during this night. Why? Because Allah decided these months, these days, these nights are sacred. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting us opportunity to increase our rewards so we can benefit in hereafter. Only thing we have to pay attention, we have to be mindful, and we have to take advantage of these holy days and holy nights. Now, this first Ashra of Dhul-Hijjah, which is going to start inshallah next week, are very sacred. To that extent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath, first of all, Allah doesn't have to take an oath. He is Malik, He is Khalik. Right? He doesn't have to take an oath. But to emphasize to the Ummah, and encourage them to do the good actions in Amal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, takes an oath. In Surah Al-Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath. wal fajr, by Allah, by the time of Fajr. Walayalin ash, most of the Mufassirun have mentioned these 10 nights are the nights of Dhul-Hijjah. Wal-Shaf'i is the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. Wal-Witr is Yawm al-Arafah. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that a person is fasting in any other day of the year will be accepted by Allah. Right? He will get the reward. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person is fasting during these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, obviously 9 days, because Yawm al-Eid, Yawm al-Adha, we cannot fast, is haram. But for first of Dhul-Hijjah to Yawm al-Arafah, 9 days. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that each day of Yawm al-Arafah, I mean each day of Yawm al-Hijjah, is equivalent to fasting of 1 year. See, as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has increased the reward in certain days, in certain nights, in certain times. So these are those holy days which are so valuable and precious inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that His servant is just fasting for few hours from early morning till sunset, and Allah will write it down in His Book of Deed, fasting of whole 1 year. Little effort and reward is tremendous. Likewise, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, anyone